This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Another American has been kidnapped in Iraq. The man has not been identified, but it is known that he was seized along with a man from Nepal. Both work for a Saudi firm that supplies U.S. forces in Iraq. At least a dozen American civilians are being held or are missing in Iraq. Joining me now from Baghdad is Carl Vick, a reporter for The Washington Post. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What more details can you give us about this latest abduction?
Not a whole lot. We do know that it was a house that was basically functioning as a place of business in a neighborhood where, you know, last month, these two Americans and a British contractor were taken just 500 yards away from this house that was assaulted by a force of at least a dozen men, heavily armed, and they just overwhelmed guards outside. So it was a show of force and a level of coordination and attack that we haven't seen.
Does there seem to be any pattern to these abductions? You say this was in the same neighborhood as the three who were beheaded in the end last month. Any way to know if they're at all random? Or
no, they're not random. Americans, Westerners in general, but Americans of all, are huge prizes to insurgents and extremists who know that they can get a lot of coverage and a lot of attention paid to their cause, and it's a kind of terrorist tactic. Everybody working in Baghdad understands that.
Are foreign nationals taking any other steps beyond getting behind some serious barricades and guards?
I came here with more than one car. I traveled in an armored car. I had security around me. When I moved from the car to the hospital, I'm in a hospital, mind, I was warned not to say anything, not to speak English, because it would draw attention. In here, people are looking at me like, what am I doing out? It's like a lion has left the zoo and is walking around the city, and it's an object of curiosity and maybe a bit of fear, because we're somewhat radioactive. People assume people are going to come and get us.
No one, I gather, has yet claimed responsibility for yesterday's kidnapping, but the U.S. has blamed the Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi for many of these abductions. Who might be involved, if not him, in this kidnapping?
There's at least two elements to the kidnapping phenomenon here. Kidnapping of wealthy Iraqis for ransom had been a problem here for the first year after the invasion and the sort of lawlessness that overtook particularly the capital. In addition to ransom, criminal gangs have been able to sell their captives, especially if they're Westerners, particularly if they're Americans, sort of up the food chain to Zarqawi or extremists like him. The Mujahideen, the resistance fighters, have been doing some of these kidnappings. And we've been warned in the last couple of days that as the American forces surround Fallujah, that pressure is sort of pushing this bubble of insurgents in other directions, some back to Baghdad, and that there have been particular cells or teams dispatched here to carry out kidnappings. This may have been one.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Washington Post reporter Carl Vick speaking from Baghdad.